Ladies and gentlemen, live from Chris Hannell's basement, it's Digital Llama Radio!
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, coming to you live from my very own basement, it is Digital Llama Fan Film Radio.
Woo!
For the third time, which you didn't hear the first two times because we're actually recording now.
We're so raunchy.
We can't get for 5 minutes without saying something that George Lucas could sue us for, so we're going on right now. Anyways, let's go introduce ourselves right now. My name is Christopher Hannell, and I am directing the formula right now, and with me, my compatriots, first of all, Mr. Abraham Paterka right here.
Hi, my name's Abe Paterka. I am the fight choreographer for the film, and I'm also playing Greg.
Okay, and to my left...
All right, my name is Steve Phelan. I helped out with the scripting process of the film, as well as doing cinematography, editing, and, you know, whatever else Chris needs me for, I guess.
Pretty much everything. And finally, the man over here enjoying his Arby's food. Introduce yourself, Mr. Whitlock.
I've got to eat. This is Justin Whitlock. I play Zarth. Yes, his name really is Zarth in the show. He plays Tom's best friend, as well as the Sith in the movie. I got roped into this as an understudy, but I had to kill the actor because I wanted the part so well.
Yes. All rights reserved.
Yes, of course. we're really serious about the copyright thing around here. So anyways, we brought the service to you right now because, well, one, we decided to blow some money on some radio equipment, and we thought that we might have something to say about fan filmmaking.
You know, this explains why I haven't got my Jedi robe yet. It's because you're buying radio equipment. Okay.
Jedi maybe is we'll a registered trademark of Lucasfilm. Rights reserved.
Okay, anyways, going on today, we have a splendid show worked up for today. We're going to be talking a little bit about our own experiences in the fan film, talking about what's been coming out lately, what we've enjoyed, what we haven't enjoyed. But first of all, we want to give a kind of introduction as to what we've had today. Today we just came off our big filming scene.
Oh yes,
our big lightsaber duel, and
I don't die.
Yeah, he doesn't die yet, just yet. We haven't filmed that scene yet. But if we could impart any knowledge onto anybody, we are totally supportive of amateur fan filmmaking, and that's one thing that we also want to do is give everyone some ideas, good pointers, yeses and nos, what's worked out for us. And I think one thing we proved today, storyboarding is good.
Storyboarding
is your friend. The first rule of film club.
The first rule of storyboarding.
Film club is copyright. See you in a certain way.
Okay, now that we've totally drained that joke, let's move on.
Well, we planned. What do we planned today? We got a... Today, we were... The horse is dead, and he's continued beating it. However, today we planned for, which was actually kind of fun, we storyboarded the fight scene between the actual movie fight scene for the actual movie that's taking place in our movie.
Yeah, it's a movie within a movie.
It's a movie within a movie. It's
for those
not,
of you theater people, that is called meta-theater.
Meta-theater, yes.
Oh, thank you so
much. The word of the day.
Graduate from college.
Yes.
The word
of
the day is...
Meta-theater is a word. When you hear the word meta-theater, scream it out! Okay, I'm going to finish my story.
Okay,
anyway,
go ahead.
Scripting the scene. We did the scene for the fight scene, the meta-theater, the meta-theater, whatever the thing is. It was curious. I learned that Daddy Longlegs get very big in the forest.
The arachnophobic.
Sorry.
This guy stands at like 6'2", and he's so...
6'4".
Like 6'4", 250 pounds, and he's afraid of a little Daddy Longlegs spider.
That's right. Okay,
it
Justin.
It might have touched me. I'm not done yet. When I finish, you can talk.
But the scene was actually pretty funny. We had something funny happen today when you're working with something, when you require props, such as a fan film of this type. We had a saber. Yeah, that's better. No more echo. We had a saber that we did. It was a Darth Maul copyright, lightsaber copyright from the Toys R Us copyright.
We don't need to say the copyrights anymore.
Okay.
I think we've established that anything we say, someone else already had dibs on. So.
Okay. Right. Well, anyway, we had the thing worked out, and we thought it was going to be a real problem because we had Abe's breaking stuff again. We had a real problem. The dowels we'd chosen to drill into, we had to drill into the saber with a power drill and then put the dowels in at equal lengths and screw them in. And we thought it wasn't going to work. Hey, I'm telling a story.
Well, I think one of the most talked about things on the Force.net forums is how to make your lightsabers, make the lightsaber effects. And we kept saying that if you do it properly, you're not going to break the dowels.
Now, hang on. Let me finish my story before you take the glory away from me here. We had my construction on the dowels was superb. They didn't break. We had no problem. We fought pretty hard with those today. Abe and I were really smacking them around. And Burger 2 5 and probably shit. Anyway, so we're
appreciating in the lot right now. Let's go.
I can't talk when you do that. But anyway, we had the dowels in, and they worked really well. You hit them really hard, and they were strong. You just got to pre-drill before you screw. I'm sorry.
Don't make me say that over again.
Why are you guys laughing?
What was so interesting was the fact that the lightsaber in the middle of the lightsaber itself actually cracked. And we were using staff fighting versus broadsword. Staff fighting versus broadsword. And I was hitting it, and all of a sudden we heard a crack. We looked down, and in between my hands, which was an area that wasn't being touched by anything, the saber broke in half, which was not very good considering nobody brought duct tape.
Excuse me?
Oh.
Who are we talking to here?
You understand, when I say I want duct tape, I want a big roll. Big roll to fix things that I break.
But we had a little bit. We went with that, and luckily we had park sabers.
Yes,
all rights reserved.
In a circle.
If anybody's looking for a replica, I'd like to recommend. I own 4 park sabers right now, and
I myself own 2.
They are beautiful.
I own 1.
Yeah, so
I don't own any.
Steve's the camera guy. He doesn't own crap. So he owns a camera. That's where his money goes.
Not even my camera. My work's camera, to tell you the truth.
Oh, so they've been stealing this
so
all
the
time.
So the truth is out now.
They trust me, man.
That was their first mistake.
Fools.
Oh, fools.
So, yes, when it comes to choreographing your lightsaber fights, storyboards are definitely the way to go. I was trying to loop this back into like serving a purpose.
Okay, so anyway, be careful when you make your lightsaber.
And I'm, of course, always going to, if you ever have the opportunity to work with a professional choreographer, take it.
Do it for free.
You will learn a lot, especially if you can get them to do it for you for free.
Which
offer them a part in the movie.
Sucker.
But any chance you get to work with a professional choreographer, check their credentials.
That's
and
any chance you get to actually kick the professional choreographer
in
the groin.
Take the chance to kick the choreographer in the groin.
You know,
which
that was supposed
today.
To be a stomach shot, but if I didn't think you were going to hit the camera and the tripod, I wouldn't have kicked you in the nuts.
Yeah, I think that's a story for another time when we can actually give video example. We can rewind and play it over.
Well,
we have
shots. Just set up my email page and they can come look at the pictures we took.
Okay. Yeah,
of Abe on the ground for 15 minutes going,
Oh, God.
Give him some water. No, just leave him be.
I've got plenty of pictures of all that right now.
Touch me.
But if you can't get a professional choreographer, I always recommend taking inspiration from other films that do some really fabulous sword fighting. Rob Roy is fabulous for broadsword versus rapier. One of the things I did when I came with this project, my big thing was I hate the fact that in the movies lightsabers are only used as a two-handed broadsword.
Sucks.
When really, if you think about the weapon in the quote-unquote real world, it has no weight because it's just a handle, so it's like holding a flashlight, which means you can move it as fast as you need to move it. There's no heft.
That's right, if it's all
So you don't need to swing it like...
Hey, I was commenting.
You don't need to swing it like a big, huge, heavy broadsword like they do in the movies. You can do any type of style. So in our upcoming movie, The Formula...
shameless promotion.
Shameless plug. we will be doing... You will see several different sword fighting styles in the movie. We do have broadsword. We have rapier. We have small sword.
Staff.
Staff fighting, obviously, versus the weapons.
I think we have a little bit of swashbuckling.
Swashbuckling is heavy rapier, but you know, it's got its own flair and style to it. So there should be a lot of very interesting and hopefully new things that people haven't seen.
Yeah.
In the movie, which was my big reason for doing this.
Okay. We don't really know what to segue into.
It's
budget purposes.
Speaking of budget.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things I'd like to talk about budget and everything that we have to do with our little production. Get some money if you can. Yeah.
Get money.
But for those of you who don't have money for certain things, I don't know, maybe Steadicam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's time to let you in on a little secret, folks.
This is going to piss off.
You don't have to use a $1,000 harness.
Wait, now, okay. See, I'd like to make one moment.
Disclaimer.
Are you
here.
Sure you want to let people know about this? Because you could market this idea and charge it's people
you
like
$100.
You know what? I think it's our job to let them know. Because
well, let me say first that this is probably going to hinder the Steadicam market, and I believe a certain someone will come after you. I don't know why
you're
stolen
this. This is our last chance to patent it and market it. And
I think it's so simple that I think
think we'd make people feel...
It's too simple.
It's two words, and we can say them at the same
time. And yet people would still pay
$100. Trash bag!
Okay.
You take a trash bag, you put it over your camera, you cut it through the lens and through what you need to press, you know, you're all good. You're good to go. As long as you just let it hang and make sure that it's supported on the bottom, there's no problem.
Yeah, and, I mean, we've been using that throughout the fight.
I'm talking about a camera, ladies and gentlemen.
He lets me use his fire thing.
A lighter.
It's a lighter.
All of you sick people out there.
Okay, I'm laughing very
a
hard.
A very cool goatee.
Use his lightsaber thing.
Yeah, that's his laser sword.
Yeah. Laser. You know, actually today we were filming.
Yeah,
we were
sure.
People on the trail on their horses walking by. Says, what you doing that there with that laser sword?
You're spooking the horses.
Get him off my trail. You know, the first thing we did when they walked by, the first thing I did was to ride the horse's butt looking for droppings.
Because
I had to land on that ground about 20 minutes later.
I
was like,
I
okay.
chose to let Justin do that. Do that job and not be, like, you know, looking at a horse's butt.
That's I was studying for droppings.
Uh-huh, sure.
You know, I had droppings end up in a lunch of mine years ago.
That's cool.
Whoa, okay, not a story we want to hear.
So, Steve,
yes. As you are the camera person, I don't think we're allowed
our...
to say your real name.
Yes, of course, my alias.
Your alias. So tell us a little bit about
Steve.
What you've had to go through in filming from the start when we originally got this idea and Chris came to you and said, hey, I want to do a fan film, and you went, do you have any money? And he went, no, and you went, well,
get
okay,
out of my office.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know. It was really kind of interesting. It's just like out of nowhere. I don't even remember how Chris even approached me with the whole situation.
I had written a script at one point.
Exactly. And somehow you and I had met up again, and you're just like, hey, I'm writing a script for a fan film. Check this out. What do you see for it? And basically, it gave me this script.
This really, really bad
single
script.
Spaced, about 4 pages or so. And I kind of looked at it. I was like, well, do you mind if I play around with it for a little while?
Damn,
so
single space type.
So then he rewrote it. So then he threw it in the trash and started a new story.
Actually, no. We kept the structure pretty much there and, you know, added little things like an ending.
You know, a plot.
You know, I can only sit here.
The actors was good, too. We just had some
characters. I can only sit here for so long. I helped rewrite. I came up with jokes.
No, seriously. Yeah, he did.
Hey, Steve, can you take a look at my script and tell me? Well, let's see. They fight. The end.
No.
Wow.
No. That is nothing what it is.
No, there really, there was more there. There was 4 pages of vroom, 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 vroom.
No, but seriously, you guys...
Drac, or Drat, damn you. I think those were in there, too.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You have
Ouch.
To give Chris credit, though, for... I mean, he did come up with the story, and it's not just the fights.
Oh,
it isn't just the fights. He did come up with the idea of wanting to make a fan film about a bunch of lackeys making a fan film. And it's... I guess, from what I can tell, I haven't really been on the net much or seen many of the Star Wars films. That's probably the big difference between me and a lot of people out there.
Yeah, same here,
Steve.
I'm with you on that one.
Really? Okay, cool.
I haven't seen anything besides ours.
So okay.
I have nothing to compare to.
As far as I can tell, I mean, ours is hugely long. Ours is like 45 minutes.
Rivals with I think Dark Side, which is in Portuguese, which makes it a little bit longer to sit through. Although it does have subtitles, and then there's also
Yo estoy tu padre.
No, no, mi papa.
It's not Butabru.
Okay. I've been bito Yoda, muy loco.
Okay, but
from the Llama Productions, I'd like to apologize to the Spanish listeners for insulting you in any way.
And by calling you Portuguese.
All right, in any case, but I digress.
You definitely digress.
Yeah, no, in any case, we were talking, you know, Chris gave me this script, and I played around with it, did a few dialogue changes, made sure that what he had there flowed. And he had some great stuff in there as well before I even started it. And, 45 pages later, we got a script.
It's actually kind of fun for us because we get, if unless we're like pushing ourselves to be really serious, we get more screwing around done than we do actually filming.
Yeah, we got up and we were getting ready and planning
dawn,
for today.
The sun wasn't even up yet.
We were getting ready today, and of
course,
we're
that?
Like, yeah, all right, we're gonna get together at like 6, all right? Yeah, 6 o'clock, all right.
Okay,
we'll get ready to film. So we get together at 6, and of course, we don't start till 7:30.
Oh.
So.
Well, you gotta, it took Abe that long.
That
to
was
put
the
on
plan.
His
do you hear that, geeks? Do you hear that, kids? You know, just like people like this. You know what this means? That means we got up at 5:30 on a Saturday.
A Saturday.
I just like to say I was up at 4:45 just to make these people.
This coming from the guy who was supposed to be up at 3:00 in the morning to go film somewhere, and he fell asleep on his keyboard.
Yeah, and the and I just like to say the backspace was imprinted right into my forehead. So, anyways.
You helped work the script.
I helped work the script. We figured out the script, and
then we added Trekkies, which we're going to get in trouble for.
Oh, our Trekkies are so good.
Yes, our Trekkies rock.
Our Trekkies are awesome.
They are awesome.
And so what else did you like later on in the process? You know, we had the script, we started the film, we got the actors.
Well, we had to kill off one of the actors, so I could
have a part. Actually, we had to.
We met the cast, and we had to recast.
We had to recast
after the first horrific day of filming.
Not everybody, but you know, it was a kind of hard thing. I mean, it's really, that's the one of the very hard things about a fan film and about some sort of voluntary film project in any way, shape, or form. You can't get, you know, the people that you probably want for everything. You got to find who will actually be there and put forth the time and the effort in order to get your work done.
And I feel for Chris on that one because he had to let two of his good friends off the project because they just couldn't do it.
It's not an easy thing. Yeah. It's not an easy thing. But it had to be done, I guess.
It depends on what your goals are. I mean, there's been films that they're like films that are really funny that maybe like look at films that like and taking nothing away from these films like Crapisode 1 and films like the other ones that have come out like Little Lightsaber Effects Test, ones that where maybe the acting wasn't the greatest, there's a bunch of friends getting together and doing stuff, but where it was still really funny what they got pulled, you could tell what they were trying to do and they pulled it off well. But when we took the film, we wanted to make this more long form and everything. It comes down to that point where is this for yourself or is this to show other people?
Well, the big goal is to be hired for episode 3, but you know,
yeah,
we can still dream.
Yeah, we all know that.
Is there anything funny in our film?
I think so.
Well, that's good.
I would
hope so.
It's
the Trekkies. Have we filmed it yet?
I don't know.
Yes. There's the painting scene.
None of the funny stuff. Can I
talk about the painting scene?
No. Because you'll get scary in the zipper thing.
I won't do the zipper thing. Yeah. No, it's this great scene. We established the movie with a shot through a game store, which I happen to own. Just probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, Show Over Games, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, in case you're ever in the area.
1146
Blair's Ferry Road, Northeast. 319-378-5519.
Okay,
anyway, it's really interesting.
Official punter of the movie.
Justin plays the part of Zarth, and
I'm a stud.
The cool thing about Zarth is that I read this script originally, and Zarth just seemed like a hugely wacky name to me. I've never heard of anyone named Zarth.
Okay,
that's what I heard.
There's
a guy named Zarth.
There. I met a guy in a coffee shop who is a very awesome guy. His name is Zarth. And I asked for ID, and I got it from, and that point, I'm like, Darth, Zarth, or something went through my head. I said, can I use that in my movie? And he said, yeah, and from that moment on, it was in the script. And
which is why I'm referred to as Zarth and not Tom or Greg or something. No, I am
Zarth. And that's the thing about Zarth. I mean, it just seemed like such a funky name, so I decided I might as well, you know, ham up his part, make him just a little bit off-kilter. But then again, you know,
I'm not very normal in this. I mean, average Star Wars fan, I am not normal. There's a wonderful scene at the beginning when we're doing the thing, and
let's not give away too much.
I'm painting something, and as I paint, I sing a song of incredible endearment, and I make up words, and it's incredibly funny. And I'm not going to give away because when you see it, you're gonna laugh. Because I had trouble doing the scene without laughing because this camera's right in my face, and I'm painting this little figurine, and I'm just just singing these goopy words. And, you know, there's 15 people in my store looking at me laughing their butts off. So
they had every right to, I think.
Well, you know, because I look damn silly.
Yeah. and it's good that you can admit that, Justin.
Only around you, Chris.
Okay.
Aside from that, I actually, you know, I hadn't, as far as going on with what you were saying, Abe, with the rest of the thing, of course, you know that I'm also the person who's handling the camera and the editing and stuff.
Woohoo!
And
Steve here is our man. He's our man that can. As far as when it comes to everything, yeah, it's him.
It's really interesting because you can't really give full credit to anyone in this group because all of us, I mean, there are certain things I could definitely not do without any of you. Mm-hmm. Certain things that, you know.
Aww.
Come on.
Big group hug.
I love you guys.
No, but
can I have your Bud Light?
No.
Bud Light is in a circle. Copyright.
Chalk up number 6, I think, on the copyright jokes.
Try 69.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
70. Just say 70.
Steve, where were we?
I'm sorry, Steve.
It's okay. But aside from that, ladies and gentlemen, this is Justin, but he really gets broken up. He always he makes this noise every single time, but he's really cracking up. You can't drown it.
The funny thing about that is
we had a friend who also honked, as we call it, but she honked at a high level, so he would honk, and she'd be like, honk, honk, and that's what you'd end up hearing.
You know,
when that happened for the first time, I about died. My heart caved in with my chest.
You know, I'm dying right about now. As
our show is too.
But anyway,
we're still
Steve,
talking about stuff.
Yeah, Steve, talk a little bit more.
The rest of that, basically, I didn't meet Abe until like halfway through pre-production.
Yeah,
it was really cool to meet you. I mean, I hadn't met either of you guys, and it was kind of weird because like I said, I'm not really big into the fan film thing. I know the Star Wars movies, you know, and mm-hmm. I've seen them and I like them and stuff like that, but I don't know quite as much as what most of the people who are involved in this seem to.
Steve and I, we really quickly met. We've been dating for 2 months.
Yeah. So. I just like to have that record stricken.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife can't find out. She's never here.
Oh, but basically, man, what he's saying, it's all a big team effort, and everyone's it's been very cool to work together on it. But anyways,
which is why we will be doing more.
Yes, we will definitely, as soon as we, you know, one thing at a time.
Maybe one of these days we'll actually get my wife, who's also in the film, to come and do the radio show with us. So
yes,
that, you know,
and
women have an equal voice in the fan film arena.
Definitely. Hi, I'm Abe's wife, my name's Alice. Like to do the radio show with you guys today.
But we'll
got some cigars.
We got plenty of stuff out right now, but so we're gonna wrap this up on that note. But speaking of future shows,
is there anything else that you wanted to talk about in our fan film?
You know, actually, I think we've talked about a lot, and I think
I'm good.
I'd like to throw props out to Dave. Dave showed up today with us for no money, no reason whatsoever.
Dave, yes.
Dave was the shiznit. I think I can say that. That's
yes,
not
you can't say shiznit.
Shiznit.
There's no FCC regulations. It's just our pure opinion.
Right. So the word shiznit is approved. So Dave today was the shiznit. He had to leave at like 10 o'clock or something because he had to work.
He was on the ball when he was here.
You should have seen this guy. We were like sweating our brains out. We'd do fight scene, bah, 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 cut. Okay, next scene. And we'd turn around, he'd be walking towards us with two towels and two bottles of water. And, you know, he carried all our gear and he didn't even ask for anything. And I think he thought we were making fun of him all day, but I really hope
no,
he doesn't.
We loved him.
What
we
is
love you, Dave.
David Snyder. Full props to David Snyder. If you guys ever make a fan film, get a PA and get one like Dave.
Name him Dave, because, you know.
And name him Dave.
Yeah, whatever his name is, name.
I'd also like to throw
it was so much funnier. Like I was talking to him in the morning, and I was just like, man. It was like earlier when we weren't filming, and so I was just like, so, what are you doing here? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know. Chris made me come.
And for anybody who wants to talk to Chris on that, you can just when you reply to him, just say, "Hey, CC, what's going on?"
CC.
They love to think that my first two initials are how a director should be and how it should be addressed. And
CC Handel.
Yes. But anyways, we're gonna wrap up on that note. If you guys have any questions or comments for us,
contact CC Handel.
Yes, CC or TomServo@hotmail.com. That's TomServo@hotmail.com.
Heck, if you want to talk to any of us, my email is cryptofailin@angelfire.com. That's CryptoFailin. I know it's kind of funky, but
and also you'll be able to find our email addresses on the website that you're visiting right now. Obviously, digitallama.com.
Mine's not on there.
Yeah, it'll be on there.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. But I'm sure we'll be coming to with another show soon. We've got Dale Roman, Lord Gita from TheForce.net has agreed to be on the show, so he'll be talking to us about films that he's got on there. He's not Darth Vader and he's not your father.
Luke, hand me my inhaler.
But also,
you've constructed a new lightsaber.
But also,
Daddy, that hurts. Don't put that there.
Lightsaber Luke, or copyright of Lucasfilm.
But also, for a future show.
Hopefully you haven't turned your radios off by now.
But for a future show, I think what we're also going to do, we're going to have to show all these guys all the fan films that have come out so far and get their opinions. And we can talk about those in a future show and see what everyone thought.
We'll also learn a little structure, maybe.
If you guys want actually, or girls too, you know, hey, we like chicks.
We like
guys.
Chicks. I love
these chicks.
Chicks
are wonderful. They got nice things. And I'm not sexist.
To say. Anyway.
No, but I wanted to say that if you guys want to see us, I believe Chris has a picture of us from today after the shoot.
And yes,
the only one still
like
in
crap.
Costume is Ed.
We've
just poured water all over our bodies.
Come on,
it's time to go
out of the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Chris Handel's basement. That was Digital Llama Radio.
This is Justin.
And thank you very much.
Steve.
And we're over and out.
Good night.
Yes.
Bye.